Progress check 5. Exercise 5, page 84.
It's National Book Week, and we're reviewing exciting literature every day this week. Today we've got the literature columnist Fiona Gray to talk to us about a novel written by Terry Pratchett. Can you give us some background information on the book, please?
Yes, sure. This is a work of fiction called Nation by the prolific fantasy author Terry Pratchett. It is set on an island during the 19th century at a time when a terrible plague has spread. The two main characters of the book are a girl named Daphne and a boy called Mao. The book tells the tale of their survival after a series of tragic events and how they help to rebuild their nation.
That sounds very interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about the two main characters?
Well, Daphne is the daughter of a wealthy nobleman. In fact, before the plague, her father was an heir to her country's throne. Mao is from a more humble background. He has been away on a distant island and he returns to discover that everyone he knows has died while he was away. The reader feels sympathetic to both characters whose lives are turned upside down by events in the book. You want to find out where they will end up and if they will finally overcome their circumstances.
I appreciate that you don't want to give too much away. Are you able to give us an idea of how the story progresses for these characters?
Yes, just a little. I won't give too much away and spoil it for anyone who might go out and buy the book. The book begins quite slowly as we're learning about our protagonists. Their stories are told separately at the beginning, which keeps you guessing as to how their lives will become related. After the first few chapters, the characters and the settings have been given. That's when the book really starts to come to life. Then we witness the characters striving to live in the most difficult times imaginable. The book then moves on to them playing roles in trying to rebuild their country. I think it would be unfair to say much more about the story now.
Well, you've certainly teased me enough. I think I'll be going to the bookshop later this afternoon. So would you recommend this book to our young listeners?
I would highly recommend this book to all teenagers. I think most adults would enjoy the story too. The characters are warm and interesting, and you really want to see them come out on top. It's one of those books that you'll be glad you read. I felt so satisfied when I put the book down. I even wish that it could have been longer. It's a must-read book. It can bring you to tears one minute and the next you're rolling around in laughter. And any fans of Terry Pratchett who are wondering if he has lived up to his usual standards, then I have to inform you that he has. He may even have set his standards higher.
There you go then. That's quite a recommendation. Thank you for speaking to us today, Fiona. And tomorrow we've got Craig Beattie in to talk about a classic Dickens novel.